ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం గణానాం త్వా గణపతిం హవామహే కవిం కవీనాం పరమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆనశ్వంహూతిభిస్సీత సాదనం శ్రీమహాగణాధిపతయే నమః సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. ఆత్మస్వరూప పొందుకం. సో లెట్ అస్ లుక్ ఎట్ ది 11th వెర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది 4th చాప్టర్. యే యథా మాం ప్రపద్యంతే తాంస్తథైవ భజామ్యహం. మమ వర్త్మాను వర్తంతే మనుష్యాః పార్థ సర్వశః. దిస్ వెర్స్ ఇస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ ఇస్ కోటెడ్ యాజ్ ది ఆల్ ఇంక్లూసివ్ యూనివర్సల్ కెథాలిక్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ హిందూ ధర్మం by philosophers. Here Bhagavan is not saying that I am the only God, this is the only way of worshipping me, this way you are okay, otherwise you will be done. He is not saying like that, none of that kind. Anything which sounds like that is alien to the philosophical vision. So he says, ఏ యథా మాం ప్రపద్యంతే తాంస్ తథైవ భజామ్యః. ఈ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్. యు సీ, భజనం ఈజ్ భక్తి, రైట్? భక్తి ఈజ్ వాట్? ఇట్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ మెంటల్ యాటిట్యూడ్, ఇట్స్ ఎ మెంటల్ యాక్షన్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ద డివోటీ డస్ ఆర్ పెర్ఫార్మ్స్ టువర్డ్స్ ఈశ్వర, రైట్? బట్ దిస్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర. He is not the run of the mill Ishvara. He says, if you do bhakti to me, I will do bhakti to you. Bhajamyaham, aham bhajami. Yeah, he says that. Bhaktaha bhajati. Bhaktaha Ishvaram bhajati. This is in this Sanskrit classes, the Sanskrit students, they learn Sanskrit, you know. In that book, that small one booklet will be there, Antoine one or Bhandarkar one, there this statement will be there. Bhajadhatu is introduced. Bhaktaha Ishvaram bhajati. This is how they say. You see, the devotee is worshipping the Lord. That is how. Suppose it is said like this: Ishvaraha bhaktam bhajati. How it sounds to you? But it sounds okay in Gita, because he is telling aham bhajami. If bhakta worships me, I have to worship him, the bhakta. Yome bhakta same priyaha, it is a similar statement. Yome bhakta, who loves me, same priyaha, I love him. It is not one way traffic, it is a two way traffic. It is, you love me, I love you. You worship me, I worship you. You come near me, I will come near you. You come near me by one step, I will come near you by 1 mile. Something like that. And then, ye yathamam prapadyante. Yatha means with what sentiment. Because bhakti, you know, bhajami, it is bhakti area. The whole part is bhakti, avataravada and bhakti, upasana. So, whosoever approaches me, ఏ హుసోఎవర్, ప్లూరల్, నో రెస్ట్రిక్షన్స్, నో క్యాస్ట్ క్రీడ్ రిలిజియన్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, నో నేషనాలిటీ జాగ్రఫీ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ డివిజన్స్ ఆర్ మ్యాన్ మేడ్ డివిజన్స్. దేర్ ఆర్ నో డివిజన్స్ ఇన్ ది వస్తు. మ్యాన్ కెన్ డివైడ్ ఈవెన్ స్పేస్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వన్ థింగ్ విచ్ ఐఎమ్ వెరీ వెరీ మచ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ టు హియర్ సీ దిస్. సో దిస్ స్పేస్. You cannot cross my space. National boundaries are there on earth, and there are boundaries in space. Up to this, it is Indian space. and then it is Pakistan space, then it is Afghanistan space. In space, a jetliner which travels some 10 or 11 kilometers above, it cannot cross the Pakistan space. It is the space of Pakistan. Amazing. So space is divided among, what is the boundary there except in your imagination, where is the boundary? Anyway, but in reality, in the vastu, reality means vastu, there is no division. All humanity is one. And all approach Ishvara in their own characteristic way, which is all right. All prayers are valid. It's not that my prayer is valid, your prayer is wrong. My prayer is right, your prayer is pagan or kafir. There is no such thing. All prayers are valid. Vedic prayer is valid, tribal prayer is valid. Every prayer is valid. We should never, never criticize a prayer, whatever may be the prayer. He is trying to relate to Ishvara. It is a one-to-one equation. Ishvara is the father, father of all. Is not that father of a few. Father of all. Pita, mata, pita. Father and mother rolled into one. And everybody, you see, when mother has four or five children, each child relates to mother in its own characteristic way. And so, this kind of relating is right, this is wrong, that kind of judgment is not proper. And nobody has, no human, no individual has a right to make such a judgment. It is an equation between the devotee and Ishvara. So, ye yatha, and Bhagavan is telling, ye yatha mam prapadyante. With whichever sentiment they approach me, I reciprocate with them in the same sentiment. Taus tathaiva bhajamyaham. Very interesting statement. So, Shankara, yatha means yena prakarena, that yatha, tha is a prakaravachakam. Prakara, Panini, he has, prakara means method. So, in which method? What do you mean by method? Yena prayojanena. So, somebody approaches Ishvara with some purpose. He wants some gain in this world. Ishvara won't tell him, come on, this world is mithya. You should not approach me with that kind of a desire. He doesn't tell. Okay. You approach me with a desire related to this world, then if you deserve it, you get it from me. If you deserve it, that is there. So, you see, Ishvara's voice is Vedam. Ishvara's voice is Gita. Therefore, but again, in the form of Veda, Ishvara advises. You see, you are welcome to approach Ishvara with a desire. It is okay from my side. But the advice, the instruction is, you may grow. So, phalarthinasan phalapradanena Shankara. So, if a person approaches Ishvara for some petty gain, phala. Phala in Sanskrit is petty gain. That is its translation. That is its translation. Phalgutaya liyate iti phalam perishable good. The good are goods, whatever. Perishable goods it is. Good you cannot have, you know, perishable goods. So, it's a fruit. What is a fruit? Perishable it is. So, you have to use it at the earliest. Otherwise, that's why they print on the fruit baskets perishable goods. Transport immediately. Do not, they put an arrow, do not revert it. So, like that. So, these petty gains are like that. And there are any number of people who approach Ishvara for petty gains. And Ishvara fulfills that approach. So, you see, the idea is like this. One has to carefully understand. It's not that Ishvara is sitting there, receiving all petitions and granting them. That is not the idea. Ishvara is in the form of the whole. And therefore, now how you will approach the whole? That is the Ishvara. You see, Ishvara is not external to the whole, to the universe. Ishvara is intrinsic to the universe. Therefore, now how you approach the universe? I am separate, the universe, the whole is separate. And I need a part of it, I don't need the rest of it. Raga, dvesha. If that is, this is how, This is symbolically told as a petitioning the Lord. That is the symbolic thing. It's not that Ishvara is sitting there with some toffees to be distributed to whomsoever he petition is reached. It's not that way. But it's symbolic. In bhakti, that kind of symbolism has a relevance. So you can look at it from the bhakti point of view, imagining that Bhagavan is sitting there and I approach Bhagavan. He gives me this karma phala, because phalamata upapatte hai. So all karma phala is received from Ishvara only. Therefore, phalarthinaha phalapradanena. Then, suppose I don't want petty gains. I want the ultimate gain. That is moksha. So, aphalarthinaha mumukshavaha jnana pradanena. They want jnana. So, artho jijnyasu rathārthi jnani ca bharatarshabha. Chaturvidha bhajante mām. Sarvudara sarva evaite. All these people are okay. They are doing okay. Because they approach Ishvara, that itself is a great improvement in their lifestyle and in their attitude. So one person approaches Ishvara to overcome the difficulty. Arthaha. He is in some trouble. He wants to overcome it. So very temporary gain is what all that is there in his mind. So let me come out of this trouble. It is like you can pray when, suppose you are traveling by a train and you have to meet somebody there at 7 o'clock, and the train is supposed to reach 6 and already it is late. Then you can pray, "Oh God, let it reach early so that I can meet him." The prayer could be such a small thing also. There are such prayers. It could be as simple or as small as that. Or it could be, "Oh Ishvara, I am one with you. I want to know that truth. It seems that I am one with you. That is what you say. I want to know that truth. Means what? It is like going to the king and asking, "What do you want? I will give you. You seek whatever you want." He said, "I want to become the king of this kingdom." Then what will happen to that king? So, but that king cannot sanction that desire. He can sanction anything other than that. But not that kind of a desire. But with Bhagavan it is okay. You can, "Oh Bhagavan, I want to become Bhagavan." Okay. Beta, sanctioned. You can become Bhagavan. That is the meaning of aham bhajami. I reciprocate the same sentiment. It is a very powerful statement. In Bhagavatam, there is one verse in Kapila Devahuti Samvada. Nakarhichin matparaha shantarupe. Shantarupe means, that is addressed to Devahuti. "Hey Devahuti, matparaha karhichit na nankshyanti. Nakarhichin matparaha shantarupe nankshyanti. Nome nimisho ledhi hetihi." Bhagavata shloka will be like that only. You don't get anything out of it just by listening to it. So he says, "O mother, my devotees, they will never come to grief. Temporarily they may have some difficulties, but they will be able to overcome, because bhakti. Bhakti is a boat, will help you to cross the ocean of samsara. Therefore, so nanankshyanti, they will not come to grief. This mortality they will be able to overcome. And because yashamaham priyaha atma sutascha sakha guru suhrudo daivam ishtam." This is the verse. "For these devotees, I am one or more of these things." You know, ye yathamam prapadyante. Yashamaham priyaha. For some, I am the beloved. Yeah, there are any number of devotees for whom Ishvara is the beloved. In fact, one time, Meera Boy, she is one of the greatest of devotees. Bhakta Shikhamani means jnani. Bhakta means it's not something different from jnana. She went to Vrindavan. She was just visiting a few places of pilgrimage. So she went to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a town, you know. So Krishna is a town person. He is a town man. He is not a village guy. For her, Giridhara Nagara. For her, Krishna is a very sophisticated city dweller, not some unsophisticated village bum. He's not that. He is Giridhara Nagara. He is Nagara means Nagara, Nagare Vasati Iti Nagara. Hey, Giridhara Nagara. So what is this Nagara of Krishna? Vrindavan. Therefore she went to Vrindavan, just to roam the same places where Krishna roamed at one time. Krishna is a historic figure. Therefore, she heard about one great bhakta. His name is Rupa Goswami. I think I got the name correctly. Rupa Goswami. He is a great devotee of Krishna. So he went, somebody told, Rupa Goswami ji is Shri Krishna's great devotee. Then she went to have his darshan, Mahatma's darshan. So Rupa Goswami ji is doing some puja, etc., some japam inside. He is in some meditation and his devotee is outside. Then Meera Bai, she told him, I want to have darshan of the Maharaj. Then the Shishya went and told Maharaj, Maharaj ji, one person came to visit you. Who is that person? She is a young lady. Because Meera is a young lady, very beautiful lady too. So maybe there are no ornaments, maybe there are not very costly apparels, etc. But still she is beautiful. Like a lotus, you know, lotus, what ornaments it has, what golden ornaments it wears. It is beautiful by nature. So it is natural beauty. Anyway, so a very beautiful young lady is waiting to have your darshan, Maharajji. That is what the Shishya told. Then Maharaj told her, what is for us to do with these young ladies? I am not connected with a young lady and all that. You tell her she has come to a wrong place. Hum to virakta mahatma hai. So I am a virakta mahatma. I have no connection. So I am not interested in meeting a young lady. I am not the right person to meet her. She has come to the wrong address. This is the Shishya came and told. Then Meera Bai told, I thought there is only one Purusha in this creation and that is Lord Shri Krishna. And everybody else is a stree only for that Purusha. That is what I thought. I did not think that I am the stree and he is the Purusha. I did not think like that. Because Ekav Purushaha. So Purushottamaha. So there is only one Purusha. Everybody else is body-identified person, a person who is identified with the body. Do you call him Purusha? I don't call him Purusha. For me, there is only one Purusha. Purushete iti Purushaha. Atma, that is one. And everything else is Prakruti. Your body is Prakruti, my body is Prakruti, all jivas are Prakruti only. As long as they are identified with the body. Without identification with the body, where is a jiva? This me or mine is a reflex which is thrown up by habit due to identification with the body. Without the I am the body idea, there is no me or mine. Therefore, the jiva, by mistake, he is identified with the prakruti. Purusha prakruti sthohi bhunte prakruti jan gunan. So, because he is identified with the prakruti, he is the prakruti. Because he is identified with the prakruti. Therefore, there is only one Purusha, Ekav Purushaha, and that is Shri Krishna. This is what I thought. Now I came to know that there is a second Purusha. That is what she told. And she was moving away. Goswamiji heard this and came running and touched her feet. He fell before her. Amma, please excuse me, I made a mistake. You got it right. I am not Purusha. I am Prakruti as this body. Purusha is Ishvara. And he is my beloved. Only there is only one beloved and one Purusha. That is Ishvara. So, aham priyaha. This is the sentiment with which a devotee approaches Ishvara and then Ishvara reciprocates the same sentiment. Aham priyaha. Then atma. Atma we will see at the end. Sutaha. So, Kashyapa and Aditi, a very devoted couple, they performed penance to Ishvara. Ishvara appeared before them. So asked them, you couple are performing such a rigorous penance over a long period of time, what is it that you want? So they told together in one voice, we want a son like you. Then Bhagavan thought, like me? లైక్ మీ ఐ ఆమ్ ఎలోన్ అహం ఆత్మా ఏకః అద్వయః సో ఐ ఆమ్ వన్ వితౌట్ ది సెకండ్ హౌ దేర్ కెన్ బి లైక్ మీ స్పేస్ సపోజ్ యూ వాంట్ స్పేస్ అనదర్ స్పేస్ లైక్ దిస్ స్పేస్ హౌ ఇట్ విల్ బి పాసిబుల్ సో భగవాన్ థాట్ ఓకే యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ సన్ లైక్ మీ హీ సెడ్ మీన్స్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ మీ యాజ్ ది సన్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో లైక్ మీ దేర్ ఫార్ హీ కేమ్ యాజ్ దేర్ సన్ వామన సో ఇట్ వాజ్ ఆస్క్డ్ క్వశ్చన్ వాజ్ ఆస్క్డ్ వెదర్ వామన కేమ్ టు పనిష్ ది బలి ఆర్ హీ కేమ్ టు రివార్డ్ ఇంద్ర నో దే ఆర్ ఆనుషంగిక దే ఆర్ సెకండరీ ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ దట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ది మెయిన్ థింగ్స్ దెన్ వాట్ ఫర్ హీ కేమ్ సో హీ కేమ్ టు రెసిప్రోకేట్ ద సెంటిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ కశ్యప అండ్ అదితి దట్ ఈస్ వై హీ కేమ్ But why he has done other things? Yeah, having come all the way, he has finished a few other things also. That's it. He came to reciprocate that sentiment. Other things are anushangika, secondary. So, that is how sutascha. Then the same couple have taken birth again as as Devaki and Vasudeva. And he came as their son. Then there is another couple waiting to have Bhagavan as their son, Nanda and Yashoda. He said, okay, let me finish both jobs in one stroke. So he took birth with Devaki and Vasudeva in the jail, and then he travelled. He travelled means he arranged the travel that way. He travelled. Vasudeva has to carry him in a basket to Nanda. All arrangement he has done by Maya. He is a Mahamayavi, you know. So he wields the power of Maya over the entire world. So the Mahamayavi, he arranged the journey and he went into the lap of Yashoda and lived as the son of Yashoda for a length of time, for 10 years. And then it ends. So this way, sutascha. Then Sakha. Sakha means friend. He is the eternal friend of Jiva. But this Jiva doesn't, you see, in Bhagavatam there is a story called Puranjanopakhyana. In that Puranjanopakhyana, the hero is Puranjanaha. Puranjanayati iti Puranjanaha. He is the Jiva, you know. He is the hero. This hero has a friend. You know what is the name of the friend? Avijnataha. That is the name of the friend. That is his name. It is all highly symbolic. So, avijnataha means an unrecognized friend. Suhrut really. An unrecognized friend, benefactor and philosopher and guide. That is what he is. Sakha. Sakha means saha khadate iti sakha. Size saha. Kha for khana. So, they eat together. That is Sakha. So, when these two persons take food together, then the friendship is cemented. This is how we look at it. We meet in the market and we say hello and exchange a few pleasantries and then walk each other's way. That is a kind of friendship. But we eat together. Let us meet, come for our dinner or come for lunch to my house. That is really... That is the thing which binds the people together. So cementing a thing it is. Therefore, saha khadate. Sakha. So, Jiva and Ishvara, they are such sakhas. Saha khadate. So I eat and Ishvara eats. You know? Because I eat up to this point. And from then onwards, it is Ishvara who eats. He sits here. And whatever I think I eat, he is eating it. So, aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashritaha pranapana samayukta pachamyannam chaturvidham. Pachami is, I digest. Digest means what? Eat. You see, once I was in a Vedanta Sabha, I was telling this. Ishvara is sakha, saha khadate iti sakha. There is another thing also I will tell, but this I was telling. Then one Mahatma was sitting there. Oh, come on, you are stretching it too far. I said, what? Am I stretching it too far? How? Ishvara is not eating. He is pachami, he is digesting. Pachanam is not khadanam. Then I told, okay, I withdraw that verse. Now you say, you take this. Sogra bhugvibhajan tishthannaharamajarah kavihi. Now you handle this. Ajaraha kavihi. Kavihi is atma jnanam. Kavihi is jnanam. So, the Sachidananda, the jnanaghanaha ishvaraha, ajaraha, he is not controlled by time. He is timeless. So that ishvara, he is here. Saha, tat, tatvamasi tat, saha. Ishvaraha, so, vibhajan tishthan, tishthan, he is abiding here. What is it he is doing? Agrabhuk. He is the agrabhuk. Before you eat, he eats. That is the agrabhuk. Agrabhuk means when there is a line of people, they sit in a line. And in the first place is given to a very revered person. He is called agrabhuk. So agre bhunakti is agrabhuk. And it is Ishvara who is the agrabhuk. Agrabhuk. Of course, vibhajan, that pachanam also he is doing. He is dividing the food. And he is absorbing the essence of the food. So all that pachana karma, the digestion work he is doing. But before digestion, he eats it. It is just like this. Even while you take a morsel of food and you put in your mouth, up to this it is in your hand, now it is in your mouth, and afterwards it is not anything to do with you. It is taken over by Ishvara. Agrabhuk, he eats before we eat. Vibhajantishthan aharam agrabhuk. And in fact, I tell you, that is the best way that works for us. Suppose he doesn't eat, then we will be in serious trouble. We have to go to endocrinology. We have to go for endoscopy and all those things. So it is good that he eats. Because when Ishvara eats, we are safe. That is aharam. It is amrutam. When Ishvara refuses to eat, it becomes visham. You have to vomit it out. All kinds of problems. Therefore, Ishvara and Jiva, they are sakha. They are always together. That is one meaning. Sayuja sakhaya. Therefore, your friend, philosopher, guide is Ishvara. And that Ishvara is in your heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hruddesherjuna tishthati. This is how we are supposed to relate to Ishvara. If we relate to Ishvara this way, then he will reciprocate the same sentiment. Bhaktosime sakha cheti rahasyam hyetaduttamam. So you are my devotee. What kind of devotee? Sakha. You are a friend to me. For that reason, this secret I am teaching you. What is that secret? Gita. You are I. There is no difference between you and me. That is the secret. So that I am teaching you, tatvamasi. So that is sakha. Then sakha is having another meaning. Sahakhyayate iti sakhayau. Sahakhyayate iti sakha. So whenever you mention one, the other is also mentioned. Together only they are mentioned. That's why they are called sakhayau. Like Krishna Arjunau, they say. They don't say Krishna. They say Krishna Arjunau. Krishna and Arjuna. Dvandva samasa it is. Therefore they are sakha. Jiveshwarau. Jiva and Ishvara. They go together. You cannot have Jiva without Ishvara. It is like wave and ocean. Like that. Sahakshayate. So, Dvasuparna, Sayuja, Sakhaya. Therefore, so Mamaivamsho, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. So, I am a part, I am a fragment of Ishvara. That is the starting point. That means what? I belong to Ishvara. I do not belong to the world. You know what? What is meant by I belong to Ishvara? It means I do not belong to the world. That is what it means. Really. So it's not that Ishvara is sitting there and here is one party, there is another party. It's not like that. So where there is world, there is Ishvara. But still, you have to make a choice between the world and Ishvara. So Namarupa and then the Adhishthanam. Therefore, so sahakshayate, I belong to Ishvara. Mamaivamsho jivaloke. You are not the fragment of panchabhutas. You are not the fragment of prakriti. In the viveka prakriya, prakriti purusha viveka, You are not a piece of Prakriti. You are an integral part of Purusha. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha. So, that is Sakha Guruhu. So, Arjuna approached Shri Krishna as a friend. Be a charioteer to me. You see, morning two classes I have taught about Dehabhimana and all that. Now this is a nice change. For you it is a nice change, for me also it is a nice change. So that's why I am going tangentially in another direction. So, for a change. But anyway, that doesn't mean that I am telling something else. What is there only I am telling. So, Guruhu. Sri Krishna was approached. Ye yatha mam prapajyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. Duryodhana approached him. Arjuna approached him. He was lying down on a cot, on a king-sized bed. Duryodhana, he was taking a nap in the afternoon, Sri Krishna, in his palace. And then both Arjuna and Duryodhana came to meet him and seek his help for the impending war, that Mahabharata Yuddha. Then he was taking a nap. Then Arjuna came and Duryodhana came. So Sri Krishna knew that they were coming beforehand. So he arranged two chairs there in that room, just two only, by purpose. And one of the chairs was at the head of the bed, and another of the chairs was at the feet side, at the other end. So first Arjuna came, and Arjuna went and sat at the feet. And then Duryodhana came. He was happy. He saw Arjuna first, and there was a frown on his face. Oh, this fellow is here, because they are going to fight with each other. Yes, so then he came and sat in the right chair, because he is the Rajadhiraja, you know, he is the emperor. Whereas this Arjuna is a vagabond, he is on the streets. So Duryodhana came and sat in that special chair at the head of the bed. Then Krishna got up and sat. Immediately Arjuna came to his vision. He cannot see Duryodhana. So he started talking with Arjuna as if he never knew about Duryodhana. Oh, hello, how are you? When you came? And all that. Then Duryodhana, he just made some gurgling sounds like that. So that he should not be totally ignored. So then Krishna looked back. Oh, you are here, Rajadhiraja, how are you? So then he turned himself both ways. So he is now talking to both of them. Please tell me, what do you want from me? Can I do any service to both of you? You have taken the pains to come and visit me. What service can I do? Bhajamyaham. Because we visit Ishvara. Ishvara will take care of us. So even Duryodhana will be taken care of. So then they were about to tell. Then he told, no, just wait. One after another, not both. Then Duryodhana was about to tell, no, just wait. I saw him first. So let him tell. So they have to choose an order, you know. Some order you have to choose. When you say Sati, Chita, Ananda, some order you have to choose. So alphabetical order they choose generally to avoid controversy. Whereas here he said, I saw Arjuna first, and alphabetically also he's okay. So let Arjuna decide. So you came to seek help from me in war, in the battle effort. So I have two services I can do as far as the battle goes. One, I can come and serve in the battle. I will not wield any arms. I will be doing some simple service, whatever you want. I will not fight on your behalf. I will be by your side, if at all. That is one thing. And I have a Narayani Sainyam. Means a special commando unit it is. It is Red Berets or a Navy SEAL, some such commando unit it is. So Narayani Sainyam. And like Marines, whatever. So they are 100,000 of them. It's a battalion or army unit. So that is there. If you want that force to fight on your behalf, I will just issue the orders and they will do that. So which you want? Arjuna told, I want you. Duryodhana was worried. This person will grab the Narayani Sainyam, the army, Narayani army. Then Arjuna having considered both possibilities, He chose Bhagavan. He did not choose the world. It is a choice between the world and Ishvara. So he chose Bhagavan. And he refused to keep the world and its attractions away. That is Vairagyam. So then Duryodhana was very happy that this Arjuna, who did not know properly, he chose the wrong one. I am happy that my choice is in that only. Therefore, Duryodhana said, okay, Bhagavanji, so whatever is remaining, I will take. That is what he said. He was very happy to get it. So he got it. So he did not give vijayam, victory to Duryodhana. He gave only army to Duryodhana. Victory he gave to Krishna. Therefore, if you want victory in the world, he will give it to you. If you want more wealth, you deserve it, you will get it. On the other hand, you want Ishvara, you need not freshly deserve it, because you already deserve it. Because you are a fragment of Ishvara. Amai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Therefore, you belong to Ishvara. You do not belong to this mithya world. Therefore, if that is the approach, then Ishvara will give himself away. Kritosmi tapobhihi. That is what it is said. Your penance has I was sold out to your penance. Kritosmi tapobhihi. So, I am no more my person. I am sold out to you. So, ye yathamam prapadyante aums tathaiva bhajamyaham. So, sakha guruhu. Then, he went into the battlefield as a friend of Arjuna. That is what Arjuna wanted. Then in the battlefield, when the battle is about to start in an hour or so, then Arjuna has changed the tack. He said, Sishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. I am your Sishya. So, therefore you are my guru. Please teach me. Then immediately he started teaching. So, asochyanan vasochastvam. Then he says, nasato vidyate bhavaha. Then he says, avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate. Atma. The place, time, they do not matter. The place, they are forgotten. There is no, what is the place, what is the time, let us make an appointment. There is no such thing. Then and there, avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate. Arjuna was holding the bows and arrow in one hand, or they are sitting by his side. Krishna was holding the reins of the horses in his hand, but Arjuna wants to know what is the ultimate reality, and Krishna teaches it. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam. That is the language he uses to teach the Atman in the battlefield. So Guru, who, if you approach Ishvara as a student, he is your Guru. Ishvaro Guru Ratmeti. So Guru, who, then Daiva Mishtam. Suppose you approach as your personal God, then he will appear before you as a personal god. Like Dhruva approached Bhagavan as a personal god, Vishnu. And so Bhagavan appeared before him as personal god. In whichever way you approach Ishvara, Ishvara will reciprocate the same sentiment. Like Suradas, they say a story. Suradas was a blind poet and devotee, poet devotee. So, every day Suradas used to attend a Bhagavata Pravachanam. Some Mahatma, he was reciting Bhagavatam. They do that in Indian villages. So, they keep a small oil lamp on a small table, and a book is kept. Everybody sits in darkness, semi-darkness. Whatever light is provided by the stars and the moon, that is good enough. To hear, you don't need light, you know. So, then the teacher alone needs some light, and therefore he has a lamp there, oil lamp, and he looks the Bhagavatam and he recites it and he explains a little. So this is the Pravachanam they call. They do it an hour and a half every evening. After dinner they do it. So Suradas used to go for it, but it was already dark. Therefore Suradas used to call Krishna, "Hey Krishna, come and show me the path." Then Krishna comes as a boy. And he comes, Suradas has a staff in his hand, a blind man's staff, you know. So, Suradas holds that staff, one end in his hand, the other end Krishna was holding. So, for Suradas, Krishna was a naughty boy. So, he used to He used to crack jokes at Krishna. Hey Krishna, this is what you have done, I understand. Yesterday I was listening to Bhagavatam. This is what you have done in that incarnation. Why you should do that? What kind of nuisance it is? Is it the right way to do? Like that he was taunting Krishna. Then Krishna was replying. And then Suradas was putting all kinds of inconvenient questions. So Krishna's life history, you know, why you did this, why you did that, should you have done like that? Probably you have not, you should not have done like that. So like that. Krishna became annoyed. What nonsense it is. I came to take you to the Pravachan and now you are pestering me like this. And so now you go your way, I am going away. And he disappeared. So, hastam akrushya yatosi. So, hey Krishna, you take away your hand from the staff, you leave it behind and you disappeared. Okay. You have done what you could do. Hurdayad yadi yatosi paurusham ganayamite. If you can move away from my heart, then I will consider as an achievement on your part. But just physically disappearing, and you cannot disappear from my heart, therefore you don't have the power to disappear, to move away from me. This is what he tells. So, hrudayad yadi yatosi paurusham ganayamite. Then Krishna again appears. Oh my goodness, I cannot win against you. So, you blind old man, I cannot win against you. Okay, come on, give me the staff. The other end of the staff he held and he took him to the Bhagavata Pravachanam. And Suradas sits there. For 1.5 hours he listens to the katha, to that exposition. And then when the crowd is dispersing, then Krishna comes back. He was waiting somewhere and he comes back. Again holds the staff and brings Suradas to his kuti and leaves him there and then disappears. So, ye yathamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. You see, suppose a sadhaka is there. Some story I told, but at the same time you can look at it a little more philosophically. So, a sadhaka, a striver is there. Striver means a sadhaka, a seeker or a striver, one who strives. The sadhana means a striving. So, this striver, how near is he to God or how far away from God? Who decides this? Not God. Ye yathamam prapadyante. So, it is the striver himself who chooses to create obstacles in the path of God realization. So, he has still a lot of commitment or attachment to the samsara, and he is committed to his ignorance, his smallness, and that is how he creates a gulf between himself and Ishvara. The striver creates the gulf, God doesn't create any gulf. And when striver creates a gulf between himself and Ishvara, Ishvara respects that distance. He won't push himself, come on, you have to realize me, here I am, like that he won't push. He maintains a respectable distance. So, if the striver applies his intellect, his emoting faculty, his sense organs, and his organs of action, and his body, and also his ego, and also the objects of the world, all of these things as instruments to serve the Lord. If that is the way striver moves forward, then Bhagavan is realized, now and here. There is no delay. Now and here. Because God need not travel a distance to reach you. You are not away from the God. You have to choose to have God realization. Whenever you choose, it is there with you that moment. If you choose it after 1,000 births, then Bhagavan will wait for 1,000 births. If you choose it in this birth, he will wait till the moment of your choosing. If you choose now, he is now available. That is the meaning of ye yathamam prapadyante taus tathaiva bhajamyaham. Then, you see, Gita Vakyas, you know, they are like Ishvara only. So, the teaching of Ishvara is as vast or as glorious as Ishvara himself, because it is Vishvato Mukham. You can really look at it and do a lot of mananam and come out with newer and newer vision about it. You see, is Jiva different from Ishvara or not? This is a question. This disputation, this disputation is as eternal as the universe itself. And these disputations nobody can solve. So one Mahatma was asked, "Sir, whether Jiva and Ishvara one or different? Is it Advaitam or Advaitam?" Then the Mahatma told, "You see, suppose I tell, you will start raise another question. Therefore you do like this. You first know yourself. What am I? You try to understand it. If you say, I am Mr. Johnson, then there is nothing more to teach or understand or any such thing. But if you are wise enough to know that Johnson is only a name and you are something more than a name, so then what am I? So you have to understand. After understanding what am I, then you will know whether you are one with God or not. Why to dispute about it now?" So this is what the Mahatma told. Because, you know, if you take yourself to be separate from God, then God blesses that decision. Okay? Be like that. Okay, you are separate, I am separate. Suppose you say, "Aham Brahmasmi," then Bhagavan say, "Yo mad bhaktasame priyaha jnani tvatmaivame matam ayam hi." If he says, "I am you," then the Bhagavan says, "I am you." He reciprocates the same sentiment. Therefore, if you want to keep distance from Ishvara, Ishvara respects that distance. If you want to go near Ishvara, Ishvara is willing to take you near to him. If you want to be one with Ishvara, Ishvara is ready to become one with you. Ye yatha mam prapadyante taus tathaiva bhajamyaham. Then, there are any number of ways of worshipping the Lord. As I already told in the beginning itself, every method of prayer is valid. So, finally, whatever may be the method of prayer, whatever may be the means of striving, you have to know your essential non-difference with Ishvara. That is the ultimate goal, that jnanan mokshaha. So, how you reach that stage of knowledge, you have to follow your own method. Whatever method you want to choose, you choose. You strive yajnyadishrute rashvavat. So tametam brahmana vividishanti yajnena danena tapasa anashakena. This is the shruti. So this people who have devoted themselves, their life, to God realization, they try to reach God, they try to realize God by karma, by charity, by penance, by all these means they will try to reach God. Because all these means help him to purify the heart, antahkarana shuddhi. And then the person can recognize, "Oh my goodness, I am one with the beloved. I thought I am here, beloved is in my heart, etc. But I am one with the beloved." This is the two birds. So this lower bird and upper bird. Yes, one of the birds is Atti, phalam Atti. So Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakhaya Samanam Ruksham Parishasvajate. They reside on the same tree, the tree of samsara. You reside in samsara, Bhagavan also resides on the same tree. So now you choose whether you want the Bhagavan bird residing on this tree or you want the fruits of this tree. So Tayoranya Pippalam Swadvatti. So this Jiva bird, it has chosen the perishable fruits. It wanted fruits. Okay, if you want fruits, then the other bird, Ishvara bird, it was just sitting on a higher branch. So on the middle branch, Jiva. Middle branch because Manushya, you know, Manushya Madhyama Loka. Manushya Loka is middle, 50-50 thing it is. So Manushya is the adhikari, therefore middle branch. Ishvara is Urdhvamoola Madhashyakham. Therefore, Ishvara is the higher branch. Just a little metaphor. If there are some discrepancies in the metaphor, don't bother about it. The point is important. Which branch, upper branch, lower branch, these are not the important things. So, metaphor could be this way, that way. So, Ishvara is sitting on the upper branch. This Jiva is eating fruit. Pippalam Swadvatti. So, Swadu Pipala is a fruit, it is. So he is eating that fruit. Suddenly, it was bitter. When, as long as the fruit was very nice, so he never bothered to look up. He was busy with the fruit. Suddenly, it was bitter. Then it suffers from the bitterness of the fruit and says, what is this fruit? Why it is bitter? Why there is evil in the world like that? Why should not be there in the evil in the world? Just because you don't like evil, it is not your world, it is Ishvara's world. He will know which has to be there and which has not to be there. So anyway, that is different there. So this bird, it was a nonplussed, it was perturbed and looked around. Having enough looked around, because around me something is there. So then looked up, by mistake or by chance, looked up and saw the another bird. Then it thought, my goodness, there is another bird here. It looked a little more seriously. This another bird is not eating the fruits. This bird is still vomiting what all it has eaten. That is not eating. Tayoranyaha pippalam swadvatti anashnannanyaha. It was not eating. Apichakashiti. It was shining brilliantly. The same bird, but shining more brilliantly. Also looking at this bird with compassion and love. So this jiva bird is attracted a little towards that upper bird. And it jumped a little. The fruit, enough of this fruit, it left it there and moved a little near. And then it further moved. In the meanwhile, some fruits came in its way. It was about to be attracted towards these fruits. We will think of that bird later. Let us look at these fruits. Then it will remain in heaven, etc., to come back. So, but then it decided, okay, these fruits, I had enough of these fruits. It is an ever-ending thing, this greed of the fruits. Some of them are very bitter in any case. So it said, I am done with these fruits, phala kanksha, I am done with it. So it moves further. Then, when it moved further and went close, then it looked at the Ishvara bird and looked at itself. And then recognized, my goodness, I am the reflection of this bird. And then, what the reflection will do? It merges in the vastu. So, it merged in that bird. It became that bird. Ye yathamam prapadyante taus tathaiva bhajamyaham. The other bird, it just helps this bird. This bird has to choose. So, that's why, tamevaisha vrunute. In Kathopanishad, tame vaisha vrunute. So, eshaha vrunute. This person has to make a choice. Swayamvara it is. Swayamvara, you know. Swayamvara means the lady, the princess, she chooses her husband. Similarly, the bhakta has to choose Ishvara as his beloved. If he chooses, then the choice, the sentiment is fully reciprocated. So, suppose I choose, O Lord, may I never forget you. That is the choice you have to make. O Lord, never you forget me. That is not the choice. You don't dictate to the Lord. You choose yourself. You choose your sentiment. It will be reciprocated. O Lord, you never forget me. I am busy with my worldly affairs. You take care of me. I recite one verse now, and again I will meet you in the evening. So you take care of me. Why he should take care of you? Is he brother-in-law or what? Why he should take care? So, that's why you pray like this. O Lord, may I never forget you. I met a Mahatma in Hrishikesh. His name is Swami Ramasukhadasji Maharaj. A very, very, very great Mahatma. So, he was murmuring something. I was having a conversation with him about Bhagavatam. So he was happy that I was studying Bhagavatam and all that. Then he was murmuring. I asked Mahatmaji, what is it that you are murmuring? He said, Kuch nahi, he Nath, mai tujhe kabhi bhule nahi. That is what he is murmuring. O Lord, may I never forget you. That is what he was telling himself. So may, O Lord, may I never forget you. That is the sentiment. If that is the sentiment, the Lord will never forget you either. He will reciprocate with the same sentiment. Because, yatha mam prapadyante tams tathaiva, yatha tatha. The way you approach Ishvara, the same way Ishvara approaches you. You forget Ishvara, Ishvara forgets you. You remember Ishvara occasionally, Ishvara remembers you occasionally. You remember Ishvara all the time, Ishvara remembers you all the time. That's it. So, that vakyam is a very powerful vakyam. And there is a verse in Shiva Mahimna Stotram. So it says, Trayi Sankhyam Yogaha Pashupati Matam Vaishnavamiti Prabhinne Prasthane Paramida Madhav Pathyamiti Cha. So somebody says, Trayi, the Vedokta Karmas, the offering of oblations in the fire, that is the only way to worship the Lord. Then somebody else says, Sankhyam, Prakruti Purusha Viveka, I am the witness only, I am not the body. Sankhyam is Jnanam, Viveka Jnanam. So I am not this body mind, I am the witness only. The universal power is reflecting here, everything is moving by that universal power. I do not move anything, I am just witness only. This is Sankhyam. Yoga, Karma Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. So, or even Yoga is looking within, trying to relate to Ishvara in the heart, Dahara Vidya, that is yoga. Pashupati Matam, you worship the Lord as a Pashupati, Pashuhu Jiva. So, as a Shiva, the Kailasavasi, Umapati, so that way you worship the Lord, in that saguna form, a particular form of the Lord. Vaishnavamiti, or you can worship the Lord as Vishnu, Chaturbhuja, Dhari, so Sarvaloka Palaka, Lakshmipati. So that way you can worship. Prabhinne prasthane paramida madhav pathyamiticha. So different people, loko bhinnaruchihi. In the market, why there should be so many kinds of bread, so many kinds of bagels, so many kinds of sweets, why there should be, laddu should be enough for everybody, that is what you think. But all others do not think like that. They have their own choices. So, and then this fighting, paramidam adav pathyam iticha. This is superior, paramidam adav pathyam. That is beneficial to you, not the other things. So this kind of disputation is not relevant. Because ruchinam vaichitriyat rujukutila nana pathajusham. You see, Shankara also says one place like that. This Shiva Mahimna Stotram is Pushpadantacharya Virachitam. It was commented upon by Madhusudana Saraswati, the Advaitacharya. Anyway, so there are some people who want to go by somewhat roundabout paths and who want to go by highway. Suppose from here you want to go to New Jersey. You can take 78 and expressway you can go. Or, I don't know how many of you know, there is a road called 22. That is our 22 only. 33 you complete and you will come to 22. This 22, it goes all the way to New Jersey. And it goes by the side roads. And some of the wonderful sightseeing is also there. So, sometimes I prefer to go by 22. Many lights will be there in between. So, each person for himself. To Philadelphia, you can go via 476. Or there is one scenic drive 611 by the side of that Delaware River. You can go this way or that way. It is all each person to himself. So, ruchinam vaichitriyat. So, these people have their own choices. And ruju kutila nana apathajusham. Some people want ruju marga, straight. Some people want Kutila Marga. For them it should be a little convoluted, roundabout and all that. So all kinds of turns and all that, it should be there. They want it that way. So people go like that. Finally, Runa Meko Gamyaha Twamasi Payasa Marnava Iva. Finally, every river, every drop of water which comes from the sky and falls on the earth, wherever it falls, in whichever mountain peak it falls, whatever path it travels, finally all these rivers, they go and merge in the ocean. Same way, runam eko gamyastvamasi, for all the human beings, runam, not for Indians or for Asians, etc. Runam, for all human beings, eko gamyastvamasi, whatever may be the name, whatever may be the method, ultimately there is only one goal, that is, one has to recognize oneself as Ishvara, that is the gamyaha. Gamyaha means jnyayaha, jnyaya brahma it is. So, reach means know only. Anyway, so, eko gamyastvamasi payasa marnava iva. Therefore, in whichever way a person approaches Ishvara, he is blessed in that way. It is enough, as long as we live, we may not forget Ishvara, that is enough. As long as we do not forget, it doesn't matter whether you recite Vishnu Sahasranama or Lalita Sahasranama or Samadhar Sahasranama, or you read another book, or you do another prayer, another method of worship. Sometimes you may worship physically in the outward Bahya Puja, sometimes mentally you may worship. Some people keep fast, some people offer food to others, seeing Ishvara in them. So whatever may be the method, as long as we remember Ishvara, that is fine enough. Then we will be saved from the clutches of this samsara. So, O Lord, may I not forget you. That is the message. Ye yathamam prapadyante, taus tathaiva bhajamyaham, mama vartmanu vartante, manushyah partha sarvashaha. So, in all ways, all human beings are following my path only. In fact, we say, any number of Mahatmas say, all are evolving. All are evolving. Everybody is evolving. So, and some are evolving slowly, some are evolving fast. Suppose somebody is doing some puja, he will know that puja will purify his heart. No, now he is doing puja for some petty gain. Okay, let him gain it and he will lose it. Then one more time let him worship, he will lose that also. Then he will know better. Someday he will know. Ishvara will bless him. He will come to the right path. Even now he is on the path of Ishvara. Everybody, no exception. Even a criminal. So he will know. He will come back to the right path. So everybody is blessed by Ishvara. Nobody is left out, because Ishvara is the father, mother rolled into one for the entire humanity, for the all life forms. So that kind of a very broad Catholic vision is included in this verse. That is how we look at it. Om Purnamudah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Bhagavisho Namaha. Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.